Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Follow me. Follow me. This is the heart of our message, especially our gospel message today, Jesus' urgent call for us to follow him. And to follow him entails and involves the great risk of change. Life is change, and change is always in the present tense, the present moment, living the now, reflecting on our past to prepare for our future. Life, by its very nature, implies change, constant moving, transitioning, moving. Now, living like nomads on a constant exodus, passing over onward from one place to another. Life in exodus now. Yes, life is filled with many changes. 3 weeks ago, my brother had a major life change. 3 weeks ago today, Noel, the youngest of my siblings, was married. And on this very special occasion, it was on this very special occasion that I, my siblings, our spouses, children and grandchildren traveled from far and away to witness and to celebrate our brother's joyful and lovely union. And as true to form from my family's traveling experience, each and every time they come to the States, and my brother's wedding was no exception, my family chose to reside very close, actually just a few mere blocks away from the happiest place on earth, Disneyland. And for those of you who have never enjoyed or lived or even survived the Disneyland experience, you should prepare yourself. Really, you should. Especially if you're going to chaperone one of your siblings' children in Disneyland. Because that's what good brothers do. We give our siblings with children a break and risk changing our usual life routine. And so, for the love of family and for the sanity of my brother in the preparation for his wedding, Michael and I, along with my other siblings, each spent time with our nephew Anthony, my brother Noel's son. And it's been a long while since Michael and I have spent time with a 10-year-old. And for our nephew Anthony, especially in Disneyland, being 10 is a very, very big deal. So we prepared ourselves for the adventure of spending time with our nephew and for what was to come in the world of all things Disney. So for future reference, I've taken liberty to take a few notes to remember for what I am sure will not be the last time I will be going to Disneyland. One, consider the energy of the child in contrast to the energy in which you yourself may have. The amount of energy our Anthony has is beyond phenomenal. Our first full day of the Disneyland experience lasted nearly more than 12 hours. And Anthony would have had more if it wasn't for the fact that the park rides ended at 10 p.m. Thank God. Two, in preparing yourself for the Disneyland experience, expect to wait in line. Long, winding, serpentine lines. Some lines are even a little misleading. Because just as you think you're near to that ride, you're only routed to the continuation of that same line to that same ride. Oh, and three, when you are in the land of Disney, the happiest place on earth, do not be misled by the phrase fast pass. Because fast in Disney terms is a relative one. Because in the end, you still have to wait in line. Be prepared, number four, for the requests for bathroom breaks, even though you are in a long line. Five, be prepared for the inevitable and frequently asked question, are we there yet? And six, finally and most of all, be prepared to see the joy on your child's face when you finally experience the ride and talk seemingly for hours over the excitement and fun of what you have just experienced. Anthony is great fun and was especially happy to be a part of his dad's wedding. Spending time with my siblings, their families, my nephews and nieces was a real blast. I still can't get over how the young adults have grown, matured, and blossomed, some of them now surpassing me in height, which is not hard to do. Life passes so quickly. Our lives are filled with constant change. We see that in ourselves. We see that in our faces, in our bodies. We notice the changes in our energy, the amount of rest we need, the change of metabolism. Yes, indeed. A lot of change. Today, Pride Sunday, marks 10 years that my husband Michael and I have been here in All Souls Parish. Today, Pride Sunday. Wow, can't believe it. And before All Souls, Michael and I would not have had the recognition or the blessing of our union, let alone marriage. So thank you, God. Thank you, All Souls. And thank you, Superior Court, for your decisions this week. Yeah, that's great. Really happy about that. Change. Michael and I have and continue to witness the growth and change of All Souls Parish. From having the Reverend Andrew Walmsley as rector, to our interim rector, the Reverend James Richardson, to our present rector, the Reverend Phil Brochard, we've witnessed the transition of the constituency of the vestry. We constantly experiencing making new friends, and then arriving to the time when we bid these friends farewell as they make their exodus to new and exciting adventures. And yes, I'm speaking to you, Blair and Andrew. In All Souls, we have witnessed endings and new beginnings. We have witnessed illness and healing, deaths and new life, experiencing each and every transient moment, blessing each other along the way. We're moving. We're transitioning. Our lives are filled with change. But change is not so easy. Change can be daunting, jarring, and at times can be temporarily displacing. But change is inevitable. To remain as a vibrant faith community with all the great ways in which we minister to one another and to our community, such as ministry to Kaya Kamina, outreach through our parish help desk, lunch bunch and open door dinner, adult education and faith formation, Bible study, childcare, youth programs, and the list goes on and on and on. And with all this life and ministry to Christ, our God calls us all the more today to take the risk of trusting change. Luke's gospel reminds us of who we are. In this, our call to follow Jesus. We are a people on a mission, called to continue to follow, to live, and to proclaim the good news. We are called evermore to carry on and to evangelize now, to follow Jesus now. In word and action, we are to share the Christ who is with us. No time to wait. We are called to stay the course and to stay focused. There is no time for complacency. This is the time for us to continue moving, moving on, moving forward, and for us to share the wealth of Christ among us. My brothers and sisters, my prayer today is that we hear and we respond to the urgent call of to follow Jesus, to take the risk of making room for more souls, to partake in our journey, making room for more souls to share a meal at this table, more souls to be invited and called to come and join us in our exodus. We are to live our legacy, to be the presence of Christ for one another, for our community around us, and for our world. And while change may be risky, daunting, and yes, even difficult, we place our trust and faith with the fact that we are not in this exodus, in this journey alone. We place our faith, our hope, and trust in the Christ who is in Exodus with us, just as he has always been. Answer Jesus' call to follow him. Follow him. Follow him.